Hey. Hey, are you free right now? Yeah, I know. Today is your day off. I'm supposed to let you rest. I'm really scared right now. No. Sorry, not like that. Me and my friends were telling some ghost stories, and you're out at the bar. I'm here alone. It's just really scary. Please come home. I know, I'm sorry. Yeah, Hot Dog is here. He's got a bone. I'd be terrified if it weren't for him. But I really need you tonight. Oh, please. Please, 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 please. Thank you. I'll wait here. Not like I have anywhere else to go, but please hurry. Oh, thank goodness. I was freaking out. I just want to hug you. It was awful. All the stories, they didn't seem that bad, and we had a fun time, but now that my friends are gone, I'm just. I don't know. It's all. Oh, you're warm. I'm really glad you're here. You smell like liquor. You don't seem tipsy, though. You're good at things like that. Moderation, maturity, not crossing the line. Well, except for when we first met. Do you remember that? Don't pretend to be so stern. Come to the couch. It's cozy. I'll get on top. You're really warm. I don't want to talk about it. You'll protect me, right? Well, it was about a chipmunk that hid under the floorboards of this camp cabin, and campers kept going missing. The chipmunk was evil. It was scary to me. Don't laugh. Yeah, well, I'll never look at a chipmunk the same way ever again. It was so scary. A little sleepy, yeah. I always get really exhausted when I'm with you. I think it's 'cause you make things easier on me. Before you, when I'd wake up from nightmares that night, I'd be so scared. Yeah, even with Hot Dog around. I'd call my manager sometimes, and she'd tell me to go to sleep, but I just couldn't. And between you and me, sometimes the storms make it worse. When I'm scared and there's thunder out, I get jumpy. It isn't so bad usually. Kinda. It's just a little scary. Just a bit. But none of that matters when you're here. I feel safe. Always. No matter what it is. I stay away from a lot of the scary stuff where I can. At least. Usually, I hate nightmares. But for when I do start feeling a little worried, you always comfort me. And I'm sorry about, you know, calling you when it was your day off. I know you wanted to hang out and have some time alone. Boring. You're just saying that so I don't feel bad. Your day off doesn't need to be exciting. You probably just want to relax. I guess this does feel relaxing, yeah? Mm-mm. I don't have anything scheduled for tonight. Yeah, the interview, but that was this morning. It already happened. Yeah, it went all right. The interviewer was a little rude at first. My manager had to ask to change one of the questions, but I don't know. I don't like it. When people act that way to me, it feels like half of the people are always looking up to me, right? Like my fans. And then the other half are always looking down on me. They think I'm less of a person. It's hard to find people that can just look at me like a normal person. You know? Maybe that's why I like you so much. You don't really think twice about it. Usually, when people talk to me, even if they're trying to play it cool, you can always tell. They're always trying to get something. But not you. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind it when people admire me. But sometimes I just like this sort of thing better. Yeah, that's definitely why I like you. That and how sweet you are. And how hot, obviously. I don't remember if I said it properly. That I really, really like you. Let's go out and... okay. That is Rain. Good thing you're not stuck at the bar, right? That might have actually been fun. I'm really, really sorry. Outside? Like, on the balcony? This is the top floor. It's uncovered, we'll get rained on. But my hair... Alright, I trust you. Oh gosh. Oh my gosh. What do you mean how I feel? I'm wet. Shut up. Oh wow. This is crazy. My poor hair. I'm really glad I'm not wearing any makeup. This feels really nice. Do you do this a lot? Hang out in the rain like this? Yeah, yes, it is nice. It's wonderful. I feel... I don't know, I feel... Oh, whoa. But it was so nice. Well, it was nice while it lasted. Ew. Now it feels gross. Here, to the bathroom. How come you did that? Taking me out there? I mean, it was nice, but... Oh, yeah, talking about You meant when I was talking about people not seeing me as a regular person. Of course, I think of myself as a regular person. I'm just a human. I guess maybe sometimes I forget I'm regular too. Yeah. Moments like what? Well, when you put it like that, being outside in the rain like that, I felt closer to nature. Even if we still are in the city, I guess I did feel a little bit more like myself. Sometimes everything goes by so fast. I forget everything because nothing's really memorable. I would have forgotten it rained today. But you took me out there. I think I'll remember that moment for a long time. So, is that how you stay sane? You carry so much pressure. I was a little worried you were drinking it away at the bar, but I think I know you better. You know how to ground yourself, don't you? Right, close. Here. Could you teach me? Just more things like that. How to stay grounded like that. I feel so suffocated sometimes. But being right there, so close to nature, it feels so pure. I want to do more of that. Hey, let's go on vacation. I want to go somewhere more wild. You'll do that with me, right? I'll ask for vacation time, and you can come with me to protect me. We'll have alone time together. But think of what a wonderful memory that could be. It's been so long since I had time away from everything, and it's getting closer to winter. What if, you know, we calculated it? I mean, we went before a storm, got snowed in the cabin, had to stay in there longer than we expected. Just you and me. I saw that smile. Great. All right, warm shower first. And then we'll decide where to go.